It's time for our weekly roundup of the top news stories from Wisconsin. While the state's Joint Finance Committee continued to make budget decisions, there were some other major stories affecting Wisconsin this week. State Republicans have scheduled a public hearing for a bill that bans abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy. We look at that bill and when it might see a vote on the floor. Also from the Capitol this week, lawmakers continue to debate the state's prevailing wage law, even though it's unclear if a repeal would make it to the governor's desk. We're joined now by WPR's assistant news director, our Central Time news guy, Noah Ofshinsky. Noah, how's it going?
It's great. It's Friday.
It is indeed. This is always a good thing. Well, it's been another big week for the legislature. What have you been following?
A big week for the state in general. And I know it seems like I say this every week, but this week it has been busy as far as the news goes. Near the top of the list this week, Republican lawmakers have scheduled a public hearing for a bill that, as you just mentioned, bans abortions after 20 weeks. Now, in the past few months, there's been a lot of talk about this kind of bill, but this week it became clear that lawmakers plan to move quickly on this one. And if passed, Wisconsin would join around 12 other states which have enacted similar laws, although several others have been blocked by the court.
What do we know about why lawmakers are advocating for this bill?
Well, if you look around the country, this is the latest strategy used by pro-life groups and lawmakers to further restrict access to abortions. Sponsors of the bill here in Wisconsin say it's needed because there's evidence to suggest that a fetus can actually feel pain at 20 weeks.
And opponents not on that same page, what are they saying?
First, they take issue with the claim that fetuses can feel pain at 20 weeks. They point to various studies that show the opposite. Critics also say women should have the choice, especially in circumstances where there is, something wrong with the fetus. The bill, as it stands now, does not include exceptions for women who are either victims of rape or incest.
And what do we know about where Governor Walker stands on this?
Earlier this year, he said he would sign it. So, again, if it passes the legislature and ends up on the governor's desk, it will become law.
So let's just assume now that it passes the legislature, the governor signs it. Do we anticipate that being a done deal, the end of the story?
No, probably not. I would be surprised if it wasn't challenged in court. Keep in mind that a law passed 2 years ago in Wisconsin that requires abortion providers to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals. That has been struck down in court. Now the state is appealing that decision. But I think that probably can serve as something of a preview if this abortion bill is passed.
We're talking right now with Noah Ofshinsky, WPR's assistant news director, a resident news guy here on Central Time, about the top state stories in Wisconsin this week in our state news roundup. And Noah, we saw another big issue come up pretty suddenly this week in the legislature, the prevailing wage law. Where did this one come from?
Right. So the Assembly Labor Committee passed a bill this week that eliminates Wisconsin's prevailing wage law. And this is a law that's been on the books for a while that basically sets a minimum wage for construction workers who work on government projects. Supporters of a full repeal argue that this prevailing wage of sorts sort of artificially drives up the cost of construction projects.
And again, the other side, supporters of the prevailing wage law, what do they have to say?
Well, they say, that this guarantees fair pay and at the same time ensures construction projects are done to a high standard. Democrats argue that if we get rid of this law, that the quality of these construction projects will go down. The fear is that if, this minimum wage is eliminated in order to come in at the lowest bid, a company would actually have to hire workers that are both cheaper and less skilled.
And this isn't quite the first time we've heard of this. A similar effort died in the Senate, right?
Yes. And, that really speaks to the fact that, not all Republicans are on the same page with this bill. GOP leaders in both the Assembly and Senate say they actually don't have the votes to pass it as is in their chambers. That is a full repeal. Now, there is an effort underway to pass some kind of reform short of a full repeal. So that may yet still happen.
Right. In other ways that a repeal or some kind of reform could become a law, how would that happen?
Right. So this law doesn't necessarily or this bill doesn't necessarily have to go to the full chamber for a vote. It could actually be inserted in the budget by the Joint Finance Committee, which is actually meeting as we speak. So that is still a possibility. It would be much harder to vote down a full repeal if it's actually attached to all the other things that are included in the budget.
And again, comes down to the governor signing it. So has he weighed in on this?
Again, the answer is yes. Governor Walker has indicated he would sign a full repeal of the prevailing wage law.
And we're going to wrap up now with some news out of Chippewa County that gets at some of the sticking points related to the use of drones that's been sort of a societal debate lately. What happened in Chippewa County?
Right. So leaving the Capitol for a few minutes here, I actually found the story to be interesting. This is a story Rich Kramer reported on this week. Apparently, a drone which was flying over a Chippewa County frac sand mine earlier this month made a soft landing on the property. And when the owner went to retrieve it, he was kicked out. Now, the owner was taking pictures of the mine at the time of the drone, which landed on the property. The sand company is hoping charges are brought against the owner of the drone. The company says he was both trespassing and illegally using the drone.
So when we say a soft landing, what does that mean?
It means it lost power for some reason and it landed. I wouldn't necessarily say it crashed, but it lost power and it landed on the mine property.
And why do you think this is kind of a big deal, Noah?
I mentioned the story because it could be really an early test of a state law that was passed last year that actually prohibits drones from recording people when they have a reasonable expectation of privacy. Now, the sand company argues, this is a slippery slope. The case in question involves a mine, but later, they argue, it could involve somebody's backyard. So that's why I think this is a big deal. Again, this is really could potentially be a test of this new law and, could go to really define really how drones can be used in the state.
Right. So some interesting issues there. We're going to have to watch that one and see which way it goes.
Yeah, I'll be paying attention, that's for sure. And of course, I'm a geek, so I'm a sucker for anything drone related. So,
all right, well, we'll keep an eye on it. Noah, thanks a lot for stopping by. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. It was good to be here.
That was WPR's Assistant News Director Noah Ovshinsky covering the biggest stories from around the state this week in our Wisconsin News Roundup.